There is photographic proof that I played the trumpet at my bar mitzvah. No, not the service, but the party. I probably played Sunrise, Sunset. I'm sure I wasn't that good, but it was my bar mitzvah. Fortunately for the world of music, I no longer play, but I haven't lost my lip, which means I can still make some noise on a trumpet. But more importantly, I can sound the shofar, and given that I'm a rabbi, this is value added, as they like to say in the world of marketing. But typically, I don't need to do this at Beth Adam. One of our members who has a great lip and practices for several months prior to the holidays has been sounding the shofar at our congregation for close to 30 years. This year, however, the shofar won't be sounded at every congregation for Rosh Hashanah, because this year, Rosh Hashanah falls on Saturday, the Sabbath. You may think that the rabbis banned the sounding of the shofar on the Sabbath because sounding the shofar seems like work, or that no musical instrument should be played in a synagogue. All reasonable assumptions, but incorrect. The rabbis ruled that one should not sound the shofar on the Sabbath for fear that someone might inadvertently carry it to the synagogue. You see, the restriction on sounding the shofar wasn't about sounding the shofar at all. It was really a prohibition of carrying an object between private and public space, which for the ancients presented an issue. And even though a shofar is relatively little and doesn't cause the one carrying it to strain, it constituted a form of work. Remember, their ideas, their definitions were based upon a world that we no longer inhabit. So at Beth Adam, we'll be sounding the shofar on the Sabbath, not out of defiance or disrespect for the past, but rather an affirmation of the present, of who we are and the values we hold. It seems to me that we're living in the 21st century, that our world is different than our ancestors. Oh, sure, I know what some would say. We observe these practices out of respect for our ancestors because they are our traditions. But I say that we do the present and the future disservice when we deny who we are, the advances we've made, the type of Judaism that speaks to us and our reality. When we allow the Jewish past to constrain our expression of our Jewish identity, neither we nor our ancestors are being served. The Jewish experience is an evolving one. The world in which our ancestor created their Jewish expression isn't our world. While we can appreciate what our ancestors created, there is no reason for us to deny who we are or what we believe. Just as they created a Judaism that reflected their realities and their beliefs, so too should we have that same right and responsibility. I want to wish you and your loved ones a happy, healthy, and peaceful new year. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Check out ourjewishcommunity.org's new fan page on Facebook. And as always, thanks for listening.